WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, we just played that in our jingle. That is an awful shout. This may be the worst one we have.
But it's scary.
Friday the 13th.
It's very scary.
Perfect.
Listen to the audio quality on that thing. God, that's awful. It's great.
Ooh,
it's Friday the 13th.
Scared kids.
Awful. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I appreciate your input.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
It's Friday the 13th. Hey, up here.
Now that's a good shout.
And now here's the guy we like to call the old romantic.
Uh-huh. Hi, Don and Mike.
Our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hey, I just heard that Dale Earnhardt Jr. won't be driving a Budweiser car next year now that he's with Hendrick Motorsports.
Why not?
They do not like alcohol, so the sponsor will either be Mountain Dew or some other Pepsi product.
Ooh, that's a pretty big deal.
No more Budweiser.
That means that's a mighty attractive car.
Yep.
He'll keep the same number probably.
Right, I think.
Number eight.
Yeah.
But that red Budweiser car, that's a cool one.
Yeah.
I like that Bud car, you know, you see that probably the most noticeable car you see on a racetrack, especially at night. You know, you're riding down in Richmond or one of the nighttime tracks.
And that's whatnot.
A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Whatnot.
Uh-huh. Biggest threat to the music industry these days might be the music industry. Sure, it scored victories by getting AT&T in its pocket and suing a bunch of folks who downloaded songs for non-commercial use, but now the music industry's gone after internet radio. The industry wants more money, a whole lot more money, for the songs you might hear on a web-streamed music station. In fact, if something isn't worked out this weekend, the music part of internet radio will just go away on Monday. In Australia, music may also begin to disappear at dance clubs, thanks to the industry's demand for way bigger royalties. Even party DJs may be forced out of business as the price goes from 20 cents to $3.07 a person per song. For nightclubs, the fee goes from 7 cents
a
person.
Wait. Hold on. Right. Once again now, I'm not trying to...
No, I went too fast there.
If I go into a club
uh-huh.
and they're playing whatever the song is...
Okay, for a club.
It costs me $3?
No, it doesn't... Well, you'll pay a cover charge, as you always generally do at those clubs, but with the fee that the club pays is going up. The fee that the club pays for the rights to play the music in Australia... at these clubs is going from 7 cents a person to $1.05. That's an increase of over 1,000% in cost. That cost will ultimately be passed on, or the clubs will have to go out of business.
Ever tell you about the time a baby seal walked into a club?
That would have won.
But that's in Australia.
We never heard that one. That would have won.
Right. That's in Australia.
But
not here.
It could happen here.
Oh, well, that's like a dumb Weather Channel thing. You know, it could happen tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know what that would be?
Good afternoon,
Shut up.
You know what that would be for clubs around here? That would be the return of the live band.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what that would be.
Do they have to pay royalties for the songs they cover?
No, I don't think so.
Not
yet.
Royalties here now.
Someday. Hey, if you want the convenience of bottled water that's less expensive and won't F up the environment, here's what you do.
Okay.
Turn on the tap and fill the bottle. In the last 20 years, we have gone from buying a gallon and a half of water a year to 28 gallons.
I tap that thing in a second, Buzz.
Tap that baby seal, Don.
If we're doing it for health reasons, we're idiots. Bottled water is less regulated than tap water. A third of the bottlers aren't even following their own state standards for microorganism content. And a glass of water from the tap costs about 1/100th of a cent. The same amount of Dasani or Aquafina costs 1¼.
And if you spell Evian backwards,
yes,
it spells E. coli.
And really, like you don't even need tap water. You can just go into your shower, and after the soap and everything else is rinsed off of you, you have like regular water
right. That's
rolling over your body, and just put it underneath your berries.
Or just lick it off.
And what about toilet water?
Toilet water when it's not being used, why go to the tap when you can just take a glass and scoop it right out, just like a punch bowl?
You heard about that little girl, the girl at school for a science fair, checked the water in the toilet bowl itself and even under the rim and found that water to be cleaner than what was coming out of the drinking fountains at her school.
And let me say to everyone, watch out for the ball cock.
I had to replace a ball cock down in Florida.
You are a shock jock.
Sorry.
You know that?
How can you even think about having children?
Well, it was important to me to get that ball cock issue resolved.
Of course.
And I asked him, I went down to the local store, I said, do you have anything for my new ball cock? And they all giggled like little school kids.
I was with a dyslexic guy when I said, you have any cock ball?
And then they didn't understand what you wanted.
Not a word.
It made no sense.
And your plumbing was all screwed up, too.
That's true.
So we are literally paying for the name. But try telling that to the suckers who visit the new Water Bar in Chappaqua, New York. That bar serves 80 exotic varieties of water.
He's mentally retarded.
It sells one that goes for $55 a bottle.
Those people are seriously mongoloids.
Yeah, I agree. The rest of us.
Get to know Charlie.
Hello, I'd like the $55 bottle, please. Duh.
Get to know Charlie.
Joe, we're going to the water bar again. We're going to sneak in our own stuff.
The rest of us. I'm not so sure about. The rest of us will throw away 2.5 million plastic bottles just in this hour. 2.5 million thrown away. It takes 3 bottles of oil, 3 bottles
Get to
of...
know Charlie.
Here's my bottle.
Uh-huh.
Throw it away,
don't,
bud.
Don't throw it away, Charlie. Refill it with water.
Hold on a second. It's empty. 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 There it is. That's my plastic bottle.
Now, so you've destroyed it, and it's going to take 3 bottles of oil to
I'm going
to
go number one in it.
To make the next water bottle.
Yeah, that drives. Will you give me that bottle for a second?
Here it is, Don.
Thanks, Charlie.
Get to know Charlie.
This drives me nuts with my girlfriend's dog. He's a sweet dog. He's a bulldog named Oscar.
Uh-huh.
Gets along great with my dog, Colonel Clink.
Good.
One of the greatest things about Oscar is you have to buy no toys for him. He loves these bottles.
Oh, that sound.
This sound. I am driven mad by this sound because the dog, Oscar, loves just chewing on bottles like this.
Oh.
Constantly. I tell you. Constantly.
I tell you.
Oh, look, I spilled water.
Oh, no.
I spilled water.
That's all right.
What am I going to do with my bottle now?
Just
get to know Charlie.
Don messed it all up.
And nobody even knows how much oil we use transporting these bottles of water to the stores and then to our homes. The bottles end up in landfills. Only 12% of them get recycled.
Water! Enjoy it again. A second time.
He is as cute as hell when he has a big 2-liter bottle and he just has the part that you drink out of it in his mouth.
Yeah, because they like to chew.
And like he's drinking out of it.
And he's walking around with a big, gigantic 2-liter bottle hanging out of his mouth.
You know, you want a gross dog story. Beluga's on the bed last night. He normally chews on the leather, the rawhide chews,
right.
And it's a soft chew. It's gross, mm-hmm. but it's a soft chew. Well, I'm hearing the hard chew, you know, the hard, like...
Right.
And I'm like, what is that? I said, Beluga, what do you have? And I reached down there, and he's got an organic bone of some kind. Oh. And an organic bone. I look over at Carly. I said, did you give him this? She said, I didn't give him this.
Uh-oh.
I said, where did he get this? She said, I have no idea. And we're like, hey!
Wow.
You know, for just 1 second, you want to take a close look at it and see if it might be small and human. You know, you don't know where in the name of God he got it or he brought it in from.
And you look down and you only have 9 toes.
He's been gnawing on me.
That's why you don't look down, just like in prison.
Don't look down.
Right.
That's
don't
right.
look down.
Don't look down.
Anyway, some restaurants in California have stopped serving bottled water. In New York, there's an ad campaign to get people to stop using it. And that's not Chicago you're tasting. There may not be a better food fest in America than Taste of Chicago. 10 days every year, same week as the big July 3rd fireworks show.
Navy Pier, it's a great time.
Oh, it is. Concerts, food from over 70 restaurants. Well, this year, one of those restaurants allowed its customers to taste twice. Vomiting and diarrhea from salmonella sickened 126 people, maybe more. Folks who stopped by the Pars Cove Persian Cuisine booth.
Oh.
It was, it was either the hummus or the lamb. The lamb or the beef or the chicken.
Oh, no.
It was the first foodborne illness at Taste of Chicago in its 20-year history.
Ew.
Speaking of Chicago, Mark Cuban wants to buy the Cubs. The Tribune is selling the team maybe for as much as $1 billion.
I think that's brilliant. I swear to God that's brilliant.
You think they'll let him in?
You know what? Here's why they'll let him in.
Huh?
He's got enough zeros.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got enough zeros behind his name.
You can make that team into something. You know, from a marketing standpoint,
he's
fantastic. Team needs that. That
he's the guy. Could you picture him at Wrigley Field like he is at the Mavericks game?
Yes, yes. The guy who's clashed with the commissioner of the NBA may soon get to clash with the commissioner of the MLB. NFL Hall of Famer Dan Marino would also like to buy the Cubs, and so would a handful of other investors.
Well, Dan Marino certainly is smart.
Here, I'd like to buy the Cubs.
Madam, curb your baby. That's our story when we continue.
Oh, this sounds like it might be erotic.
No, it's more of the stroller variety.
Oh, it has nothing to do with breastfeeding, huh?
Not this time.
All right.
Curb your baby.
All right, well, pants will stay zip.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.